afternoon. I call to order, the hearing in docket number 2849. It is approximately 2 p.m. on Monday, September 30, 2022. My name is Cassie Brown, and I serve as the Commissioner of Insurance. This hearing concerns proposed adjustments to the Texas Windstorm Insurance Association's maximum limits of liability. The proposed adjustments would apply to policies delivered, issued for delivery, or renewed on or after January 1st, 2025. These proposed adjustments are not a requirement. Under Insurance Code Section 2210.501, TEI had until September 12, 2024, to approve, initially disapprove, or initially modify to be as filed. This authority was delegated by Commissioner Orton to Mark Foreman, Deputy Commissioner of TEI's Property and Casualty Division. On September 12, 2024, Deputy Commissioner Foreman issued an initial order modifying to be as filed, approving the increase in the maximum limits for manufactured homes and disapproving the increases in the maximum limits for dwellings and individually owned townhouses and their contents of an apartment, condominium or townhouse, and commercial and agricultural structures and their contents. Because the filing was timely modified, TEI must hold a hearing on this modification decision and issue a final order approving, disapproving, or modifying the filing no later than 30 days after the initial modification. The deadline for the final order is October 14, 2024. Notice of today's hearing was posted on TEI's website on September 12, 2024, and published in the Texas Register on September 20th. Written comments must be accepted, will be accepted, until 5 p.m. Central Time today, September 30th, 2024. Deputy Commissioner Warman will give the background on the proposed filing and the initial order he issued on the proposed adjustments. Any member of the public wanting to offer comments today should fill out a witness card and submit it to the Deputy Chief of Government. After Mr. Warman finishes presenting, I will call the names of those who filled out a witness card. When you begin speaking, please identify yourself and your organization for the record. Please speak into the microphone so that everyone can hear you. Mr. Warman, please speak.
Good afternoon, Commissioner Brown, Ms. Farnham. My name is Mark Foreman. I'm the Deputy Commissioner for the Property and Casualty Division at TDI. The authority to issue the initial order of the Texas Windstorm Insurance Association's maximum limits of liability filing under Insurance Code Section 2210.501 has been delegated to me. I'll present a brief description of TWIA's maximum limits of liability filing and the initial order modifying. TWIA has proposed maximum liability limits for policies effective on or after January 1st, 2025. The maximum liability limits are the maximum amounts of coverage TWIA policyholders may purchase. Increases in TWIA's maximum limit liability limits do not affect the rates TWIA charges. The proposed adjustments were an increase of 0.8% to $1,788,800 for residential dwellings and individually owned townhouses and their contents. An increase of 1.3% to $379,000 for the contents of apartments, condominiums, or townhouses. An increase of 0.5% to $4,440,000 for commercial and governmental structures and their contents, and an increase of 0.8% to $116,700 for manufactured homes. TWIA based its proposed increases in limits on changes in the Beck Index between June 2023 and June 2024. The Beck Index is an inflation index that measures changes in construction costs. Current maximum liability limits for residential dwellings, contents of apartments, and for commercial and governmental buildings exceed what the limits would be if the past increases tracked the Beck Index. If the past increases for residential dwellings and individually owned townhouses and their contents had tracked the Beck Index since 1997, The maximum liability limit in 2024 would be $857,000. If the past increases for the contents of apartments, condominiums, or townhouses had tracked the VEC index since 1997, the maximum liability limit in 2024 would be $308,000. If the past increases for commercial and governmental structures and their contents had tracked the VEC index since 1997, the maximum liability limit in 2024 would be $3,897,000. In contrast, the maximum liability limit for manufactured homes is below the VEC index. If changes to the VEC index after 1997 were applied to TWEA's current limit for manufactured homes, the result would be a maximum liability limit of $206,400. However, the current limit is $115,800. Based on these facts, I issued an order modifying TWEA's maximum limits of liability filing. The order disapproved the proposed increases to TWEA's current limits for residential dwellings, the contents of apartments, and for commercial and governmental buildings. The order approved the proposed increases to TWEA's current limits for manufactured homes. This concludes my presentation. I'm happy to answer questions.
Thank you for your comments. I don't have any questions.
Jim Murphy, I'm the Chief Actuary for the Texas Storm Insurance Association.
Thank you for being here today. So the filing gives the number of risks for each property type that are currently at the maximum limits of liability. Do we know of those how many became insured by TWEA in the past year?
We do, yes. Across all of the different forms, approximately 300 of the 1,170 some odd policies are in their first year.
Do we know if these are primary residences or second homes? Do you have that breakdown? I do. So we only categorize dwellings
and their associated contents as primary or secondary, so the non-dwelling portion, commercial and government structures, would be included in this. But out of the almost 1,200 total policies at the maximum limits, it's almost 50-50 between primary and secondary dwellings. There's about 290 primary dwellings and 240 secondary dwellings.
And then under the modified limits for the manufactured homes in the initial order, how many risks would be at the maximum?
78.
And of those, how many became insured by TWEA in the past year?
49.
Let the record show that all those wanting to comment have done so. TBI will issue a decision and final order after considering the record of today's hearing and any written comments that were received by the closing comment period. Thank you all for participating in today's hearing. The hearing for docket number 2849